Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mother of missing Savannah, Georgia toddler Quentin Simon has been charged with murder after remains were found at a landfill on Monday. 22-year-old Leilani Simon reported her 20-month-old son missing October 5th. 1 week later, Chatham County Police say they believe Quentin was dead and authorities named the boy's mother as the primary suspect. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
This is a heartbreaking development for everyone who loved Quentin, for the many people who came to know him after his disappearance, and for our department. When we first received the call that Quentin was missing, we were hopeful that we would find him alive and unharmed. But as we have been telling you for weeks, all of our evidence pointed to his mother being responsible for his death and disappearance.
Matthew Whitaker, former acting attorney general on Newsmax, says that the current Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing of Jack Smith, a special counsel for the Trump case, would be a cover for the Justice Department.
You know, it just appears to be just a political hatchet man that ultimately is still going to be responsible to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General is still going to be in charge of this investigation.
We learned overnight the suspect in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado over the weekend is the biological grandson of Republican California Assemblyman Randy Vopel. KCRA-TV in Sacramento, California is reporting the Assemblyman has not had a relationship with the alleged shooter, 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich, for nearly a decade. Amazon is going through the biggest layoffs in the company's history right now, with a plan to eliminate some 10,000 jobs. One of the areas hardest hit is the Alexa Voice Assistant Unit, on track to lose $10 billion this year. USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The former Tonight Show host, 72-year-old Jay Leno, was discharged from the hospital Monday, looking happy and healthy as he posted for a photo with staff from the Grossman Burn Center unit in California. After 10 days of recovering from serious burns, the photo revealed scarring on his neck, chin, and left hand. There's been a positive update in the University of Virginia school shooting last week. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
A University of Virginia football player who was seriously wounded in the shooting that killed three of his teammates has been released from the hospital. The mother of running back Mike Hollins tweeted the news early Monday, and his sister spoke to television outlet WAFB in Louisiana.
So many people are praying for my brother, for my family, that it just seems like this burden isn't as heavy as it should be, if that makes any sense.
On November 13th, Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler were killed in that shooting by a former teammate as they returned to campus from a field trip. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
In the World Cup soccer tournament Monday, the United States squandered a victory and allowed a score on a late penalty kick by Wales to settle for a 1-1 draw. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the one and only Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots to be thankful for. I mean, all things considered. You know, it's one thing to be thankful when you're at the peak and everything is going really good, but when you're in that valley of shadow of death and you still can manage to be thankful, I think that's maybe when our gratitude and our thankfulness is more appreciated by God at that period of time as opposed to when it's all going hunky-dory, huh?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great challenges to a Christian is to read that scripture where it says to give thanks in all situations. And to recognize that doesn't just mean when you're on top. It means when you're on the bottom, too. Because you might be on the bottom on earth, but you know what? You still got the mansion. You still got everything going for you in your ultimate home in heaven. So, you know, keep your eyes on the prize if it's good.
Yeah, it reminds me that we should live with, like you said, the eye on the prize with the end in mind and knowing that all really is well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, certainly we can always find stuff that's going wrong around us because we're in a fallen culture, living in a fallen world. But, I mean, one of the great things about knowing Christ as your Savior is you know that that isn't the end of the story for us. So, yeah, I mean, how can you not look forward to that?
Well, really, you know, you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, you've got a bet, so to speak. I can reduce it to human terms for a big Super Bowl game. Your team is losing, but you already know what the score is. And so you get to enjoy the game in peace and a little bit, you know, perspective. And you're kind of like in anticipation watching how the quarters are played out and how your team wins in the very end. You know the end from the beginning and you know how it's going to play out. It's just exciting to observe and see how the players on the field make that happen.
Yeah, you know, to me, again, everything, because I'm like the hammer that sees everything as a nail, everything for me goes back to worldview. And so if I can keep my head focused on the notion that I'm here to know God, to love Him, to serve Him with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul, and if I just do that and recognize that the results are above my pay grade, all I have to do is my little piece, stay in my lane, do what God made me to do, and if all the other folks in the kingdom of God that are here on earth today do their part, it's going to work out spectacularly. And even if it doesn't, that's up to God to figure out how to reconcile. I just have to do my part.
Yeah, exactly. Loving God, loving His people, and moving forward in faith, knowing, again, the end from the beginning, knowing what the final chapter of Revelation is all about, and who comes to rule over all, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And that's been my focus recently, again, more consistently, because of where we are politically in this world today, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were totally objective, you'd realize, man, we're living in a complete mess. We have created a shambles of this thing that used to be, I think, a lot stronger, a lot purer, was never perfect, but, you know, it was better. Mm-hmm. It's worse now, but that's okay. I serve the God of all mm-hmm. creation, who's going to make it all right,
right.
for me. And so, yeah, I'll do the best I can today. Trust that he has control of everything, that there are reasons for why these things are going like this. And it may be to give me an opportunity to talk to people about the fact that, look at what a mess we've made. We really don't know what we're doing. Maybe we need more God. You know, and if we
yes.
go that way, we'll be better off. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about your pay grade and that, I mean, look at, do we have anybody here on earth that is handling, you know, the trans situation, the confusion, women and men in, you know, in competing for the same scholarship in sports, open borders, you know, crime rate through the roof. I mean, it is endless. And you go, oh, yeah. And on top of that, let's throw in like a university in California. I think they offer in excess. I think it's now over 90 gender options. I mean, it's like, how do you talk about, how can you debate, you know, with somebody who has a worldview that accommodates over 90 gender, you know, options?
You know, I look at that and I say, kudos to you. Now, that is creativity. You know, I couldn't sit here and come up with 90 if you put a gun to my head. So I don't know how yeah. to do it, but congratulations. See, most of them are false. I mean, you got two true ones mm-hmm. there. Let's play that game and figure out which two are real. But, you know, apart from
right.
that, I mean, the reality is, yeah, we just have to keep moving forward. See, and this is one of the things that troubles me about our culture today is that when you look at the scriptures, it talks about capturing God's vision for humanity and for the world and committing mm-hmm. yourselves to that. And when we look at the American political scene, what we see are all kinds of people who have, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of other big visions that they have for America, but they're not God's. And that's where we get astray. So we need our pastors, we need our fathers, we need our leaders, we need our professors, we need all the people of authority to just take a deep breath and say, oh, time out here. What is
right.
God's vision? Because that's the one that's going to put it all together and really give us a great sense of joy.
And we need all Christians, all people of faith, to know the word, to be intentional, to be responsible, because it's a symbiotic type of relationship between God and man, is it not?
Well, and that's the whole idea of discipleship, is that we build a community here so that we can have deeper community with him. And we have that mm-hmm. relationship going back and forth. But, yeah, I mean, if I don't know what the scriptures have to say, I've got nothing to add to the conversation but my feelings. Who gives a rip?
Exactly.
They're going to be different tomorrow. So, you know, right. I know we can't rely on them. So, yeah, I better get conversant with God's word. And even if I don't know things, at least go to people who I think probably do. And let's have that kind of a dialogue. I don't mind somebody smarter than me, deeper than me, more mature than me. You know, set me right, put me on the right path before God. That's what the church mm-hmm. is. That's what we're supposed to do
exactly.
with each other. That's why we want to be
yeah.
in. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am as well. I mean, after all, when you consider, you know, sometimes I think when we talk about the church, George, people are so casual about it. And I go, you got to wait a minute. Hang on for just a second and consider the fact that, you know, it wasn't anybody here on earth that established the church. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself. This is his institution. How bought and sold do you think Jesus Christ is for this institution, George?
I mean, I don't see you and I going down there nailing ourselves to a cross. So, put everybody's sins on me. I'll carry them. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That would completely break us as if we're not broken already. So, yeah, you know, I mean, we got to keep in mind, yeah, we can be casual about this, take a more postmodern approach where nothing really matters, you know, just make ourselves feel good. Or we can have the egomaniacal approach of, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. It's not my idea. It's got to be my idea. My ideas are worthless. I mean, really what I need are God's ideas still in my mind and my heart.
Amen.
And coming out my life.
Yeah.
If I do that, I can serve him.
Yeah, Yeah, we were just talking about our ideas, and God hears our ideas, and the Bible says he laughs. We go to break while you're laughing and joining with God. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George writes, Americans are at a turning point and must finally decide if they want government to rule their lives or if they will rule themselves. Right, George?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those situations where right now people have been indifferent. A lot of people feel disconnected. most of the others feel antagonistic toward people with different ideas. But the only way to fix any of that is for us to recognize, you know, the beauty of the republic, the democratic republic that we have in the United States, is that it's government of the people, by the people, for the people, which means we have to know, first of all, who we are. What's our identity? Our research is showing that Americans are as confused as they've ever been, maybe more so. And so yeah. We've got to clarify right. that identity. And, of course, the Bible gives us real clear instructions about who we are in Christ. So if we were to take that and recognize that the kind of leadership the Scriptures suggest or recommends or proposes to us is servant leadership, and then we look at what we have in Washington, D.C., and in our state capitals and in our city halls, for the most part, there are some great leaders in America, but for the most part, we don't have servant leaders. And in point of fact, most people understand that intuitively, because we know that huge majorities exactly. of Americans say that all of our elected officials, or at least most of them, are corrupt and incompetent. Well, if that's the case, how's it going to change if we don't take ownership of the process? And so we've got to get to this place where we recognize we own the government. They work for us. It's a shared republic, but we hold them accountable for what they're doing and play this whole game very differently. But again, I would contend that it only works when it's based on understanding God's word and who we are in Him.
Without a doubt, I mean, and I believe this is why the elites and the D.C. Beltway is so fearful of the idea of we the people. Because, you know, consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million versus, what, 456, 500 elected officials in our government. I got to think 330 million people, that's smarter than a limited number of elected officials. And it scares them to think that we would come together united to really do what our founding fathers, and when I say our founding fathers, let's go back to the Pilgrims. I think they're overlooked as an entity. I mean, it's because of answered prayer, their prayers, their sacrifice, that God blessed us with this American idea. And, you know, the question is, well, how are you doing with that idea now?
Yeah, and, you know, I'd even go back to something you just said about, you know, the people not being smart enough. This really isn't whether or not they're smart enough. This isn't a matter of who's smarter. This is a matter of who's more moral. Because your nation doesn't necessarily work when you got the smartest people running it. We've had governments that were filled with people from the Ivy League schools, and they ran it aground. It's not about just total intelligence. It's about, do you know what truth is? Because that's what running a nation is all about. We're in the pursuit of truth. Because it's the truth that sets us free, not the government. And so we need to understand exactly. that truth and then ingrain it in every dimension of government. And so whether you're a farmer or whether you're a PhD coming out of Harvard, it doesn't matter. What matters is, how's your heart with God? Do you understand that He exactly. is truth? He's given us truth, and our responsibility is to pursue and implement that truth. You can do that whether you're out working in the fields at 5 or you're up in the ivory tower at 9 a.m. That's the key thing, is where are you coming from? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, George, I hold to a biblical worldview. You and I have been joined at the hip on this issue from day one. And when I talk about the cumulative intelligence, let me clarify. I go to what the Word of God says. And it says the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, that's the intellect. That is the kind of thing that we need operating, is that which is consistent with the rule and reign of God and God's will to be done. But if you're not connected to God, you're not aware, so you can have all the degrees you want, but it doesn't match. It doesn't match up because you're not consistent. You're not compliant with the infrastructure that God has placed in motion. In fact, you're ignorant of it, and as a result of being ignorant, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to do a lot of damage to yourself and other people as a result, are you not?
Yeah, and to me, that's one of the reasons why, even though Americans are confused about so many things right now, who they are, where we're going, you know, what our history is. The one of the things that they do know and that they do hold to is the fact that we've got a great political system. And it's the system itself that is not broken. 71% believe that our democracy is fine, that our political system is fine. The problem is the people who are propelling it forward. We've got some bad actors in there who are trying to break the system and are doing everything they can to clog the system. And so the American people, in their own wisdom, understand, the system isn't the problem. We just need better people. Now, the problem comes here when it's about defining what is a better person. Is it somebody with more degrees, somebody with more government experience, or is it somebody who knows truth? And once we can clarify for the public, that's what we're looking for. Somebody who can be a servant leader in the mold that God describes in his scriptures because they understand truth and they're willing to be silent enough and quiet and still enough to wait for a sense of his vision, not our own vision, because our own vision is emotional. It's going to wind up being erroneous. What we need is God's everlasting vision to bring us forward. And when we have those kind of leaders, the people will get excited. The people will get engaged in ways that they are not engaged today. Because today what we have are people who are self-servants. They're not servants of the people.
Well, and the other thing, too, that injures us, George, is the narrative that's out there, controlled by the mainstream media, that obviously is biased. They're going to be against, just like they were against Jesus when he was here. They were going to find ways to cancel. Jesus was probably one of the early ones to be canceled. This is where it requires discernment by we the people who understand, when God's word goes out, it finds its mate. And, when you have that moment of revelation and confirmation, my prayer is that would be realized in a deeper context, in a more powerful way that could offset, the cancel culture, the mainstream media, social media, and that's trying to tell us what we should believe. They're trying to tell us what we should believe, not us, as we talked about early on, being responsible, having self-rule and self-responsibility for, the knowledge that we have. And this is why I tell people all the time, you got to own your knowledge. Own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would add to that, this goes back to an axiom that I use all the time. I'm a measurement guy. I'm a researcher, a sociologist. So the phrase that I use is, you get what you measure. Well, when I look at our governments, what do we measure today? What do we talk about? We measure political dominance as if that's the end game. Well, when that's what you measure, that's what you get. So what are we looking at to determine dominance? Who holds the most seats? Who's amassed the most resources? Who can circumvent the system to get the most things done, regardless of what the law says? That's not how we should be playing the game. What we want to do here is measure the things that bring honor, pleasure, respect, dignity to God himself. Because when we have a government that does that, it's also going to respect the people. And it will enable us to do those very same things with God. So, to me, a lot of this, it always goes back to your worldview. And I think part of this, too, comes back to family. We talked earlier about how the number one value in American society today across all the demographic groups we look at is family. Why? Because God instituted that unit to be the measure of things, to be the center of things.
Dr. George Barna, what a great Thanksgiving message. Thank you for sharing it. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks. Same to you, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. There's still time to shop last-minute gifts with Amazon Layaway. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, lock in the best deals with just 20% down and pay the rest over time. No credit check required. From presents and stocking stuffers to toys and gifts for your pet, there's something on Amazon Layaway for every shopper. Shop top categories like electronics, PCs, home entertainment, apparel, Amazon devices, and more. With Amazon Layaway, you can now lock in the price of exclusive deals and pay in installments without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Pay off in advance to receive your items by December 25th or cancel any time for a full refund. Reserve your favorite holiday gifts at Amazon.com/layaway and check the Reserve with Layaway box in your cart or at checkout. Once your items are reserved, they're locked in and the prices of your items never go up. Shop smart this holiday season with Amazon Layaway. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leilani Simon, the mother of a missing Savannah, Georgia toddler, Quentin Simon, has been charged with murder after remains were found at a landfill on Monday. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley.
All of our evidence pointed to his mother being responsible for his death and disappearance.
We learned overnight the suspect in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado over the weekend is the biological grandson of Republican California Assemblyman Randy Vopel. KCRA-TV in Sacramento is reporting the assemblyman has not had a relationship with the alleged shooter, 22-year-old Anderson Aldrich, for nearly a decade. Matthew Whitaker, former acting attorney general on Newsmax, says that the current attorney general, Merrick Garland, appointing of Jack Smith, a special counsel for the Trump case, would be a cover for the Justice Department.
You know, it just appears to be just a political hatchet man.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We got Jeff Kemp, yes, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, Bill, happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone listening. Special week.
Yeah, what a great season. You know, and I was thinking about this as I was considering the things that we should talk about, and what came to mind was that, you know, what country exist today that sets a day like this, you know, aside, a season aside, to be thankful to God, you know, family and our friends.
I know. My son works in sales, and we asked him, hey, what deals do you have that are kind of percolating? What's possible? And he said, well, there's this one and this one and this one. And then there's this one up in Canada, this company, and they wanted to have a call on Thanksgiving. And he said, my wife said, you said no, right? And he said, yeah, I said no. I asked her in the schedule on a day that wasn't a holiday, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And they don't have Thanksgiving, so the person wasn't really doing anything wrong.
Right, exactly.
Abe Lincoln, back in 1865, I think it was, declared this a national holiday. He had the most humble words about depending on God and going to him. To say thank you for our blessings and for favor going forward. He was the one who said it's not important that God be on our side, but that we be on his side.
Exactly.
Great nation that remembers to slow down and to say thank you, to come together. And I really want to encourage everyone, the value of your dinner table is way greater than you realize. The value of sitting down at a meal. A friend of mine was serving burritos in Moab, Utah to a bunch of us men. And he used to be a chef at a four-star restaurant and a fancy resort. Mm-hmm. And these days he does a lot of cooking for ministries and for people that
can't go to restaurants. Pete made these burritos for Jesus, and they were in great big tin foil wrappers, and he climbed up on a ladder to talk to the 60 of us, and he started to cry, and he said, "There's something special about coming to the table to share a meal." He said, "You could be the most ardent Christian and an ardent atheist, but if you come together at a table around a meal, all of a sudden you've got something in common and conversation can bring you together." And I think we need to remember at Thanksgiving, what brings us together is gratitude.
Amen. Mm. Yeah, and you're exactly right, you know, because I'm already seeing some emails, Jeff. I don't know about you, but, you know, people trying to establish rules of engagement for this family get-together. I mean, you know, as you laid this out, I mean, you know, for some families, this might be the only time they get together. And certainly because of the last couple of years and COVID and the distancing that took place, this is really a special time. And that should be a coveted time. A coveted time that is like you said, it's bathed in gratitude and thankfulness. And, you know, can you set aside the things that would divide you? I mean, you don't need to be talking about politics and, you know, getting and I understand, you know, sometimes family gatherings happen and people just can't help themselves. But find a way to kind of be able to transition out of those murky waters, because, you know, when you get, you know, all the disparate personalities of a family together, you know, you're going to have Uncle Joe that's just going to, he's going to throw a spitball across the table there and get ready for it. But, you know, as you say, if you're intentional and you go in and you focus on those things that are good and noble and righteous and cause you to, lean into your own, you know, higher calling and special angels, so to speak, you know?
I think if, first of all, you appreciate, hey, we're coming together, let's treat the table as a special time and kind of soak in the experience of being with these good people, even if we don't like the way they're behaving or their lifestyle or their opinions. But it's not enough just to have rules of engagement to say, let's not talk about politics, let's not talk about religion, let's not talk about this, let's not talk about... You need something positive to talk about. And first of all, let small talk happen. Enjoy small talk and just being together, okay? Enjoy humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But here's a good one. If you follow the guidance that this counselor gave me one time when we got some family counseling to deal with some of the conflicts and differences that we had in our family, he said, you know what you do need to do, Jeff and Stacy, as parents? You just need to let each of your grown kids know that you enjoy them. And think about what is it that makes them feel enjoyed. So basically you're saying, know their style and know how they could feel that you really enjoy them as a person. So you could say things you're grateful for about one another. You could just praise someone. You could say, man, I like that about you. You could just smile and say, man, thank you. But think about what shows your son, your daughter, your daughter-in-law, your dad, your grandpa, your uncle, the person that you're kind of bugged is there. What do you actually enjoy about them? Think of a story. Share something. So let's think about what we enjoy about people and how to let them know that, because that will really touch their heart. And I think that makes for a greater Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I found personally that when I am listening, I mean, just listen, you know, and hearing for their heart. And because one of the things that I have to do, because I'm kind of a fixer. You know, when I hear something, I want to jump in. I want to pull out the, you know, put on the tool belt and start, you know, adjusting buttons and stuff like that. And that's, you know, and I have to really be conscientious of that because that's my nature. And but I find that when it's most successful, to your point, is when I just listen. Just listen to what they're saying, you know?
Well, and what helps with listening is get yourself in a posture to be interested in the other person. And a lot of times we're more interested in, hey, I want them to be interested in me. We're trying to be interesting when we really should be interested. So decide, I want to be interested in the people at the table. I want to let them know that I enjoy them. And one of the ways to get there that we need to remember is ask them questions. Mm-hmm. Ask them questions. so often I get in a situation with someone, and I'll ask them a bunch of questions, and they'll never ask me a question. I'm like, wow, I don't think people have been trained to ask questions of other people. Mm-hmm. So let's do that this Thanksgiving. Let's ask them a question. Hey, what's going on in your life that's interesting? Or here's a fun one. What's positive lately? What's a negative lately? Like, what's a high? What's a low? And if my son's stable, I think I might have mentioned this before. What's a gorilla? Which is something obscure, crazy, silly, random. Anything you want to talk about. What's a high? Right. What's a low? What's getting you excited these days? Here's one. I heard from the coach of the University of Virginia basketball team. They ask each other on their team occasionally when they let one guy share, who's your hero? Mm. And they let that person talk about who they really love and respect and look up to, who's influenced them. That wouldn't be a bad conversation. Hey, who's your hero? Who's making a difference in your life?
Right, exactly. And why? You know, and to hear that out, that's the other thing too, Jeff. And you and I talked about this. I was going back in some of the stuff that we had done earlier in the year. And, we talked about, with occasions like this, these are special occasions. And think about what Jesus did at a special occasion. He brought a towel. Somehow, metaphorically, we got to find a way to bring a towel, don't we?
Find a way that you can treat the other people in a way that...
We got about a minute left, Jeff. I'm going to let you bring us home here, okay? Go ahead.
To bring a towel means to surprise them by serving. And let me just pray. Father, Thanksgiving ultimately is giving thanks to you. We have nothing good without you. We just pray that everyone's season of Thanksgiving would heal a few relationships, take a small step forward, and show each other how much we appreciate them and enjoy them, and that ultimately we give you the gratitude. We pray all these in Jesus' name.
And we know, Jeff, that God, like any father, appreciates a grateful and a thankful heart. Many times in the Bible, that grateful and thankful heart, God sees it as praise to Him. And may He be honored, and may this be our best Thanksgiving ever. That's our prayer. Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. SalonPas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in SalonPas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPas. It's good medicine.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Oh, so you think it's easy being me, huh? Oh, well, I'm telling you. look, at happy Thanksgiving to you. And as Jeff, I so appreciate the heart of Jeff Kemp, you know, coming on and being able to, you know, share with us and talk about this special holiday. It was interesting, right? I mean, his son doing some business with somebody from Canada, they called me and think, hey, you know, like Thursday's just a normal day. But, you know, it is here in this country, it is sanctified. It's a special day that we set aside. And, you know, it's just, again, what other country does this? And we can thank the pilgrims. We can thank the indigenous people, certainly, of this country. And what they did and what they how they worked in the plan and purposes and the intentions of God to have this great American idea to let freedom ring. And rain. And here we are. I mean, what an incredible responsibility we have, you know, in order to pass this baton on to the next generation. And speaking of passing the baton, it is time to pass the baton to the Good News Girl. She is here in the wings, and we're going to bring her out of the wings and up front and center to talk about all these great viral videos that are catching everybody's attention. Samantha Mao, always good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be here. And, you know, these stories kind of remind us of all the different kinds of things that people can be thankful for, right? I feel like this is especially a good topic for us in the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. And what we how we're so heartened by this is because in many cases, as you say, you know, these are everyday people. Everyday people just living life. So I'm going to let you start out and, you know, share with us, you know, one of your favorite stories that, you know, has gone viral.
Okay, so this week there's a fourth grader that used the Heimlich maneuver. This is in Wisconsin at Racine Spratt Elementary School in Madison. Mm-hmm. So her name's Essie Collier. She's just 9 years old, and she noticed one of so she sees the girl kind of grabbing her throat, and she knows immediately something's wrong. She's choking, and she remembers a video that she watched when she was 7 years old about performing the Heimlich maneuver. So before her teacher, Samantha Bradshaw, could even get to the other student, Essie has wrapped her arms around her, performed the Heimlich maneuver, and cleared her airways, which is that not just, I mean, it just blows your mind because... You know, she saw this when she was seven. You don't usually think of seven-year-olds retaining this information.
Exactly.
You know, or
exactly.
Being important.
Yeah, that is so cool. I'm trying to also locate the same time as you're sharing these stories because for some reason, you know, the summary that you're so good about sending me has gotten lost in translation here somehow. It's kind of bizarre, but anyway, we'll figure that out. But I wanted to read. This is such a cool story, if I can find this. But go ahead and share with us the next one as I'm looking for this this one text and email that a friend had sent. It's just mind-blowing. It's just, you know, incredible, this prayer from a 15-year-old. You know, but anyway, go on with your next story, if you would.
Oh, sure. So this is actually over in England. You know, whenever you lose one of your dogs, the last thing you kind of expect is for them to turn themselves in. But the Loughborough police station actually captured the moment. If there was any dog that was smart enough to do this, it would be a border collie.
A border collie. I know. Exactly.
So there's a border collie named Rosie, who belongs to Steve and Julie Harper, and apparently she ran away. She got scared. You know, she's a smart dog, but she got scared when some fireworks went off when they were on a walk, and she took off. And there's video footage that's just gone viral. Everybody's sharing it on the internet. There's a dog that just strolls into the police station and sits down in the corner and kind of waits for somebody to notice her. And this amazing. I'm like, can border collies read? Or are we missing something here? I mean, she obviously knew what she was doing. She knew right where to go and went and sat right down the corner. And, you know, apparently she bonded with some of the police people there at the police station before they got her some water and, you know, looked at her collar and got her back in contact with her owners. But like I said, if there was ever a dog that could find their way to a police station, I think border collies definitely seem to have that kind of instinct. It's crazy.
Yeah, they are. They're so doggone smart. It's just it's just phenomenal, you know, what they're able to do. And you know, and they do this. I mean, it's just it's, I don't know, like I said, it's astounding. And you know, we had a border collie, and my heart is still in pain. You know, we lost him earlier this year, and they're so wonderfully smart, and it's just scary good. You know, you just love them to death. But great story. Okay, so what else you got up your sleeve?
Okay, so this is an interesting one. A man in Utah actually lost a horse 8 years ago. This horse went to go roaming with the wild Mustangs, you know, and his horse's name is Mongo. And so Shane Adams, the guy who lost them, he's 40 years old now, and, you know, he'd given up looking. He actually looked for 3 years, and then he was just like, you know, Mongo must not be alive anymore. Something must have happened to him. He just gave up. And since then, he's gone through a divorce. He lost his home and had a major brain injury due to a life-threatening crash. So things have been tough. And fortunately for him, the Bureau of Land Management in Utah came across a horse that they realized was domesticated. This is 8 years later. And they realized that it's Mongo that he'd been searching for all those years. And
no
he was
way.
Able to be reunited with his horse.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't
wow.
that amazing?
that is beyond amazing. That is so cool. I love that. That is, again, you know, these animals, what they're able to, you know, to retain, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. That's incredible. Okay. So what else do you got, Sam?
Okay. So have you ever wondered what, you know, complicated things about the brain we just don't understand yet? This one, it's another one from England where a man woke up. He actually went into a coma he had tuberculosis and bacterial meningitis in his brain. And so he went into a coma for over a month. This is back in 2004. His heart even stopped. And he woke from the surgery, and he did not have any memory of his life before, but what he did have was something he had never had. He had this whole new set of art skills. Apparently, people used to make fun of his drawings before, and now he's traveling around to Comic-Con events around all over the place, and you know, his name is Mo Hunter, and he's amazing. His artwork's phenomenal. He even builds life-size structures of his creations, and it's just... And, you know, so his neurologist said there's just things about the brain, even, you know, neurologists don't understand. They can't give him a medical explanation for it. He just woke up with this whole new unlocked talent tapped into.
Unbelievable, huh? Wow.
Isn't that, I mean, I always wonder what things about the brain we don't know. You know, we're out here exploring the world, and some of the most fascinating parts of our world are right inside the human brain, and we're still learning about it every day.
Wow. What an incredible story. That is so cool that, that has happened. Well, okay, what else do we got here?
Okay, so there's actually a police officer who adopted a baby found in the Safe Baby Haven box, which, I think these Safe Baby Haven boxes are...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Such a great idea. And this little baby was found in a Safe Haven baby box earlier this year. And the little girl's name is Maya. And, the birth father was saying how courageous the decision was for Maya's mother to leave her in that box so she could have a safe chance at life. The baby was initially admitted to the hospital after being found in the box. And the doctors had actually determined she had had a stroke. So this went from a very scary beginning for this little girl to, it looks like it's going to be a hopeful, loving future being adopted by, being adopted by this family, Bruce Felinski and his wife. And they actually had adopted another 8-year-old daughter in March. So it should be a really beautiful family. And, I hope this encourages other people to have to have these boxes for children. In the Safe Haven baby box for children in different communities, because you never know what people are going through. And, just to have a place to leave your baby and not have to be confronted, I wonder how many babies out there would be alive today if we had these everywhere. And I think it's just a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you think about that, and, what happens? I found this prayer. This is a neat prayer. This is from a kid, 15-year-old kid in Minnesota, Sam. He wrote the following New School prayer. Okay, he says, "Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. Its scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense, it's a freedom scene. The law is specific, the law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can't elect a pregnant senior queen, the unwed daddy, our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgment do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampire, and totem poles, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make. Should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen." An award-winning prayer from a 15-year-old out of Minnesota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen